Boy, that would be a great theme song to just bring Robert Ginsberg in every time he's on Ozarks at Large.
I'm down, Kyle. I'm right here.
What are we hearing right here?
That is the Northwest Arkansas Jazz All-Star Youth Ensemble from their studio recording they did last year at Crisp Studio. Group of 18 high school musicians who are part of this ensemble that was started by the Walton Arts Center 3 years ago, recruiting kids from 15 different high schools around Northwest Arkansas to be part of a big band.
We bring this up because tonight is the U.S. Pizza Jazz Jam that happens every third Thursday.
That's correct, sponsored by the Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society.
It's at U.S. Pizza, which is on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. Normally, you have some professionals play the first set, then it's the jam where people can come up and join. A little bit different tonight?
We'll still have a group of professional musicians. Roby Pantel on guitar and Matt Beach on trombone will be leading a quartet. But we've invited some of the all-star high school students because some of these kids have risen to the level where they can actually improvise and they sound great. It's astounding.
Help me out just a little bit. Rise to the level to improvise. Is improvisation difficult to master?
Toughest thing to teach, especially in the schools. The schools do a great job in band, but let's face it, their focus is on marching band and concert band. And they're not as well equipped to teach jazz and particularly improvising. That's why we started the Jazz All-Star Youth Orchestra. It's 12 weeks of intensive study, 12 Sundays. The kids work on jazz repertoire, and then they do a concert at Walton Arts Center. So, yeah, it's tough. You get accomplished musicians who you say improvise, and they throw their hands up.
Well, yeah, the phrase teaching improvisation almost sounds like an oxymoron. Like, improvisation isn't something that is rote.
Well, Kyle, that's why we've invited these kids to the jam session. You have to study music, and you have to get the repertoire down, but the finishing school for jazz musicians is not at a university. Mm. It's on the bandstand. That's where you learn the only way you can learn to improvise, and that's to throw yourself out there and take the leap of faith.
So this U.S. Pizza Jazz Jam that happens every third Thursday at U.S. Pizza, anyone can show up?
It's free. There's no cover. They serve food and beer and wine and sodas, and it's family-friendly. And this time, these students, there's four of them that we've identified that have stepped up and said, yes, we want to play with the pros. Give us a shot. One of them is a great little alto player, Ryan Umong. A couple of tenor players. We have Lucas Dernhofer and another student, Ian Taylor. And then on piano, a ninth grader. Well, no, is he in the ninth grade? I think so. A fine piano player who's really coming along and getting into jazz, Eli Drano. So they're going to sit in with Roby and the guys, and it should be a blast.
All right. Before we go over this one more time, this is Fayetteville's now a city that has two jazz jams every month.
That's right. The University of Arkansas is sponsoring one the second Wednesday of the month at Phoenix Gallery. And the Jazz Society, they were doing that some years back when Stage 18 was open.
Right.
And then they shut it down, and then we started to do one. And they've started theirs up again now. So I think it gives musicians who want to get up and strut their stuff or fall on their faces, it gives them a chance to do that. And the contexts are a little different. The venues are different. So it's nice to have a couple of them.
All right. So third Thursday. Oh, this All-Star Jazz Ensemble, this is 3 years old now, this program?
This year it will be the fourth season. Okay. And the Jazz Society has taken over running this now, as I said. And we're going to be recruiting students from high schools all over this region to audition for the All-Stars. There'll be more information on the website, digjazz.com, where they can sign up online and find out when the auditions are. They'll be in February, and then the actual rehearsals start in February as well, and they run into April Jazz, International Jazz Month.
What time can people be at U.S. Pizza tonight to hear the music?
7 p.m.
Okay.
Is when it starts, and we'll go till at least 9:30 or 10.
Okay. Thank you, Robert Ginsberg. And you can hear Shades of Jazz every Friday night at 10 o'clock on 91.3 KUAF.
I'll feature a full track from the All-Stars Crisp recording from last year on my show this week, too.
All right. Thanks, Robert.